It's the Mornings with Ed show, and as promised, a great band in studio. They are from Las Vegas, my old stomping ground. So we got a lot of stuff to cover in our chat, not least of which is their latest single called Summer Nights off of the album Breach. We're going to hear that in just a little while. But first, from our beautiful Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach, playing Long Little, please welcome Leather Bound Crooks. The band is Leather Bound Crooks. That song was Long Little off the new album Breach. They've got a couple of new singles and videos out, Summer Nights and Delivered. We'll talk about that. Right now, though, another song from Jabba, Ryan, and Remy. This is Leather Bound Crooks, and Now Is the Time. Leather-bound crooks, and now is the time in our Julie Lawton beautiful Laguna Beach studios. What a great, great band, man. Let's have them come on in, sit down, and chat for a while. But first, while we're getting them in here, I do want you to hear their latest single. It's also their latest video. This one's called Summer Nights.
Whisper something sweet.
It's the Mornings with Ed show. That's the new single, Summer Nights, off of the album Breach. The band is Leatherbound Crooks, and we welcome them here. We got Jabba, we got Ryan, and we got Remy with us. Hey. Good morning. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Hey, good morning, man. Good morning. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for making the drive all the way from L.A. this morning, man. I guess that was and you had the carpool lane, so I guess that's cool.
Yeah, it was.
Did you do like a Vegas trip, and you're coming in from Vegas? Is that how that worked?
Yeah, we caravaned, and we almost made it until Ryan blew a... We almost made it until Ryan had some car trouble, had to get towed last night.
Yep. Making it in right in time. Like, we got perfect time for rehearsal and everything. Yep.
There we go. It's almost like you leave knowing you're going to have some car problems, man. You're like, okay, well, I think I can make 300 miles in this car. But no, it's just not the case.
That's exactly what happened.
So the song we just heard, Summer Nights, tell me about it.
Summer Nights is a great tribute to... pretty much like the good times that summer brings. So it's like a nostalgia for, like, you know, that summer love or that summer party or, you know, that summer friendship or something like that. But mainly it's the song in its entirety is kind of about a debate whether or not you should go back to responsibilities in life or whether you want to hang out and make every night a summer night.
Right. And you can actually clearly hear the debate within the lyrics of the song. Now, a lot of the songs on the album Breach are born of tragedy and born of hard times, right?
Yeah.
All right. Tell me what went on to the writing behind the writing of most of the songs on the album.
When I first started writing this album, my grandma had passed, and it was the first time I ever felt like family death.
Right.
So it shook me like to my core, and I really dug deep into music. And then with feeling that grief and going through those developments as far as me as a person, I came to realize that I had all these other things that were ailing me. Right. And putting it pen and pad was able for me to kind of form it into real sense and, you know, kind of address the issue, but, you know, give a affirmation to the fact that I've acknowledged this and I might be able to move on.
Right. Now, I just want to dig into the songwriting a little bit. So does it take time to ferment the anguish and pain, or can you just do it, you know, right away?
It does. And then I go through like this almost critiquing process where, you know, I mean, you know, when you speak purely based off of emotion, you have two sides of a coin. It can be beautiful or it could have been said better. So,
right.
You know, I can get a whole song out, but usually what I mean to say doesn't come across. And sometimes also I like to put a veil over what I'm trying to say necessarily.
Right. No veil in what I'm about to say here. So the second song you did live for us in studio was Now Is the Time. And there's a line in it that says cold-blooded martyrs accepted as the norm. Let's dig into that a little bit here.
That was actually a line written by our co-writer, Brian Sherman. So he accompanied us on three songs in this album, Delivered, Now Is the Time, and Crazy, Crazy World. Right. Brian and I worked together really hard on Crazy, Crazy World, but he had a great ambition for Now Is the Time. And I believe, not speaking for him, but in his reference, because of the way that I feel it, it's very relevant to what we're dealing with now and how,
it's finger on the trigger relevant. Yeah. It really is, man.
Yeah, it's cold-blooded murders accepted as a norm, right. You know? Like, right. It's, you know...
The NERM. Accepted as the NERM.
Well, because I was thinking martyr as well.
So, Remy, you're the only one in the band from Southern California, right? Originally from Southern California?
I am.
All right.
And then Chris, our drummer, he's from Hawaii.
Okay. All right. And we don't have Chris with us today, right? Chris is missing?
Yeah, Chris is missing.
Right. Chris is... he's due with a baby any second.
All right.
So he's
got the excuse.
Couldn't make it across state lines.
That's the all excuse line right there. Hey man, I'm about to have a baby. I'm sorry, guys.
Well, him not personally.
Right. So how'd you guys meet? If you grew up in Orange County, you guys are from Vegas. How'd you guys meet up?
You found Jeremy.
Yeah, the music scene.
Okay.
So like, you know, in Vegas, it's very kind of tight knit and everything, and it's a small group. I had gone to a. What was it?
It was
Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Yeah. I went to a Red Jumpsuit Apparatus on Fremont Backstage Bar and Billiard. Right. They were having an after party at El Cortez. And I went up to El Cortez. Jeremy was at the party.
Right.
We linked up, you know, started communicating about music as musicians do. And the love started there, man. It flourished.
Like, it was super candid. You know, it was just awesome. I
organic as hell.
We just were gravitated towards each other and just started sparking up a conversation and found out we were both interested in music. And him and Ryan were actually recording some songs and writing some songs, but they needed a bassist.
Right.
And I happened to just been freed up, so.
Yeah, we found the best one.
It was sure. It was super candid.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so Ryan, when did you pick up your first guitar?
I did the red Fender with the whammy bar thing when I was like 9, 10. You know, I want the red Fender with the whammy bar.
Yay.
And I thought tuning a guitar was just tightening them all just a little bit evenly, right? So not seriously until high school, freshman year. I went to a school in Vegas that really appreciated the arts. Kids were playing, you know, guitar in the hallway, and I wanted to jam. So that's probably high school, yeah, sophomore year.
Those seem like some pretty confident fingers you got there, man.
Oh, man, I love playing the blues.
Right on. Any other instruments you play?
I'm working my way through Pro Tools right now, and I'm realizing that that's an instrument in itself right now. But yeah, no, I dabble around, you know what I mean? Play a little bit of drums and stuff like that, but I would definitely say guitar is my most confident.
All right. Where'd you guys record the album?
Studio at the Palms, inside the Palms.
the Palms Hotel in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That was expensive studio costs there, man. That's an expensive studio.
Beautiful
studio.
Quality.
It is. You're right. You pay for what you get.
Yeah, that's the drum room, man.
We got to actually record on the same mixer that they recorded Abbey Road on.
We got the knee from Abbey Road.
That's pretty tight. That's pretty cool. What are we looking for in the future here with you guys?
More music videos, definitely.
Yeah. Tell me, speaking of videos, tell me first of all about the video Delivered.
Oh, man.
I'm so curious about that. And we got some listeners that were curious about it yesterday when I mentioned you guys were here. Tell me about Delivered.
I guess I'm going to take that one. Delivered was just a collaborative thing with our co-writer, Brian Sherman. You know, we worked closely with him to hear his story and really try to find out the message behind Lesson Learned, his book.
Right.
So we sat down and wrote a storyboard, and then we hired a huge cast. Like, we went to 11th Street Records and had like a casting event.
Right.
Everybody came out, and we ended up hiring around 20 some odd people. Yeah. And we had a huge party at the Artisan Hotel.
We got an entire floor at the Artisan Hotel, and it's like a boutique hotel. So it's like crazy. Like, obviously you'll see in the music video, but. So we turned the rooms into either like dressing rooms or makeup rooms or, you know, artist chill areas or food rooms. Literally, we got like 50 pizzas for like everybody to chill with. Like,
so much food.
And then we were filming like all the way through the night, and we weren't getting any disturbances because we got pretty much the whole floor. But
yeah, and working with Dalton Campbell, he's the one who actually filmed it.
Yeah, shout out Tiny Desert.
Yeah, Tiny Desert Films. He's fantastic. He's so amazing. He's worked with some great people, especially doing action stuff, live music stuff, and that kind of thing.
Right. Did he also help on the Summer Nights video?
The Summer Nights
video? No. Okay.
No,
that was a friend of Juwan's actually in Hawaii, filmed that live at a beach, right?
Yeah. My buddy Shane Cilintro of Jet Alone Media, he put aside some time. We talked about it. I came up with the idea, like, candidly, and then the guys gave me the go-ahead, so I just took the ball and took it to the end zone, and you know, with having Shane on my side, man, we were really able to, you know, get a score, a touchdown out of it. Like,
the Timmy P reference.
Something unique like that I've not seen. Like, you know, I mean, the vintage vibe of it. And then, like, I feel like lyric videos nowadays are, like, kind of so shocky and everything. So it's like, and it's this very chill karaoke-esque, like, kind of vibe. So, you know, it's really lax.
I'll look forward to it. If you're just joining us, we have Leatherbound Crooks in studio with us. Did a couple of live great songs. And also a little conversation with them here. You can catch this. I'll post it a little bit later on today on our KX93.5 website in the form of a podcast. Where can we find your music? Where do our listeners find
you on social media? Everywhere.
Yeah, we're on all major streaming platforms.
Ask
Spotify,
Shazam,
Apple
Ask Alexa.
If you just Google Leatherbound Crooks, I mean, the first five pages of Google is us. Because I guess we have a unique name.
Yeah.
Or you got a tie-in with Google in some kind of weird way that we don't know about, man.
Maybe it's that guy that came to my house.
All right. Well, Jabba, Ryan, and Remy, thank you for coming in this morning.
Oh, thanks so much.
All right. This has been Leatherbound Crooks. Look for their music wherever you can find music.